It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in. Well, I'm trucking on down to Memphis, cruising down to New Orleans.
Tonight it sleeps alone with the Cajun Queen. And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or send us a text to that same number, 343-0106. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Alabama Pipe and Supply, Atmore Dragway, SMR Automotive, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed.
Oh, yeah. And I'll go ahead and get this out of the way. Hopefully after tomorrow night, y'all won't see me no more.
See what?
Yeah, well, I plan on winning the lottery, so... Yeah, if I win $2 billion,
many $2 tickets? How many $2 tickets did you buy?
You only need one.
That's all.
That's all you need is one, baby.
You just got to have the right numbers.
Well,
I'm a hitchhiker to Pensacola.
Kevin, you could be on my radio.
Yeah, station. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I'll get you a station.
That's right. Yeah, the whole station.
Yeah, you get the whole station.
You could do a car show 24/7.
Car doctor station.
Yeah, if I win $2 billion, y'all be saying, y'all remember that fat boy that used to come in here and do that radio show every once in a while?
Where'd that boy go?
Where'd he go?
Which island did he buy in the Caribbean?
That's right. I ain't heard a word out of him in a while.
How big a boat and airplane has he got?
Oh, and I love the advice that I saw on TV this morning. If you win the lottery, keep it a secret and go into work the next day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't quit your job. Don't start spending money because it may be a while before you get it.
Right.
And you better go get you a good lawyer and a great CPA.
A tax accountant. And,
right.
Because where would you put that much money? You can't put it in a single bank, although Regions would love you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd figure that out as I went along.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
If you had that kind of money,
I got an extra room in my house. I just shovel it in.
Charlie, if you had that kind of money, the banks would be calling you.
Right. Right.
Here's the deal we'd like to offer you, sir.
Exactly.
A free set of glasses for a $1 billion deposit. Yeah.
Every billion dollars you deposit, you get a free set of glasses.
And a tune-up on your car.
I wanted a damn car.
A fleet of cars.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me a new car. I'll be all right.
I want a new Mercedes with each $10 million or
sure,
$100 million
sure.
dollars or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, we
need to get back down to the real world.
Oh, we got to get to the real world now.
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, today I still got to work, so,
so
I guess we'll have to do the show, and I'll have to go and work in the morning and all that neat stuff.
Do all that kind of stuff.
But, at least UJ Chevrolet is a great place to work, so I'm happy to go in and do that.
Fine place. Got some awesome vehicles. I'll tell you what, the new Chevrolet trucks and the new cars are awesome. I can't believe that Camaro
the ZL1.
It's got how many horsepower?
It's 650 horsepower, I do believe. And you can go hit the highway and get 25 miles a gallon.
Right,
Is that a turbocharged car?
It is supercharged.
Yeah.
And it's a legitimate 200-mile-an-hour car.
It is. They say it's 200-mile-an-hour car, but I hadn't found a road yet that I would want to run that on.
No. I'm sure Roger will try and figure that one out.
But now, if I had the one that $1 billion, then we could build our own road, and have a 10-mile stretch one of these quarter-mile drag strips or eighth-mile drag strips, and then we could have a 200-mile run.
That's right.
There you go.
Have your own little
test
track.
That would spend some of the money.
Build your own bridge.
There you go. Anyway, we got one of our fine sponsors here. We got Atmore Dragway, and let's see. They got a special event coming up this weekend. Friday night they are doing early event parking. Saturday they have the second annual Monster Bash, SNRA Nitrous Pro Mods. You got the Southern Outlaws, NHRA ET Brackets, Super Pro Pro Street Bike, and Junior Dragsters. Gates open at noon, hot track at 1 p.m. And, of course, Sunday they got the Test and Tune, Run With Your Brung Grudge Racing. Track gate opens at 4, hot track at 5. So they got, okay. got a good bit going
That's
on.
That's a good weekend. Week. Yeah. That's an awesome weekend there. But, hey, they got plenty of camping area up there. You can take your camper or a little RV or whatever and go up there and spend the weekend, man.
Yep, they got the gates open on Friday, so you can get up there and get set up. And
early event parking. Get in there, get ready, get the beer iced up, you know, iced down, whatever.
Get a full weekend of racing under your
belt. Yeah, get the grill going, you know, get the steaks out. Let them be thawing out. There you go. Yeah, weekend, baby, racing weekend.
And, weekend racing's always good, good. But, and back to some of the new Chevrolet trucks coming out, the new Silverado. The more I would get to play with it, the they got some pretty neat features on that truck.
You thinking of trading up?
Well, when next time I have to swap in my demo, I'll probably be in a 19, and that's all good.
What kind of differences are we seeing?
Well, it's really a whole new truck.
I heard that. What is that in reality? What does that mean?
Well, it's a whole new frame up. I mean, the rear end's different, the frame's different, the front suspension's different on it. It's got right now the motors are pretty much similar to what we've had.
Not a big deal changing the motors.
Well, but it's coming. They have a everything from a turboed four-cylinder in the full-size truck. They're going to have a inline 3-liter six-cylinder diesel.
Whoa.
They've got their the 5.3 that we've been running and the 6.2 that we've been running. It's got some we got some neat stuff coming. I'm really excited to see what that 3-liter diesel does. It's going to be interesting to see. Transmissions have changed a little bit. We've gone from all along our trucks have been either the 6-speed or the 8-speed. The upper level trucks had the 8-speed transmissions. Now it's going to kind of migrate towards 8 and 10-speed transmissions in them, where the upper level trucks will have the 10 speeds in them. I've already been to class on the 10, the 8 and 10-speed stuff, which we've had the 8 speeds for a little while now, but the 10 speed's new for us. It's a neat transmission. It's amazing what they can do with some programming and couple extra clutches.
Okay, Super Tech. What kind of wear factor do you think we're going to get out of these 8 speeds and 10 speeds on these trucks? And if you had a problem, are you going to be forced to go back to the dealer? Are they going to be able to repair it there? Are y'all going to replace them with rebuilt units? Or,
well, with the 10 speed stuff, we probably won't even be allowed to go in it for a while. Usually, if you have a new transmission come out, it's going to be covered by warranty, and you have to call General Motors and talk to them and get an okay, and they'll kind of guide you through what they think's wrong with it. And basically, they give us they may let us go in and put a torque converter or a valve body in it, but they won't let you go internal, because if they have a failure on a new transmission that early, they want to be the first ones
back.
In it. Yeah, they want to be the first ones in it to see what happened.
I totally understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's common sense. I mean, they want to know what failed so they can catch it early and correct it for the ones coming.
Yeah. Well, being that we are going to 6, 8, and 10-speed transmissions and automatics now we're talking about.
Yep.
We're not going to have as much damage there or as much breakdowns as we would have had or did have in our 3 and 4-speed automatics.
I'll have to give them credit for, yes, we've had some issues with torque converters here over the last several years with our 6, I mean, the 6, 8, and 10, I don't know about the 10-speed yet, but the 6 and 8-speeds. But as far as internal failures, these things are built pretty tough.
Well,
we have very little problem out of them.
That's what I was thinking. If you are able to put and swap out those gears with a computer, then you're not going to have as much wear and tear on them as we had on the other units.
Right.
And they're not going to be stressed because they'll change gear.
Right.
Rather than stress or lug it.
It's not going to lug it, not stress it as much. But looks like we've talked our way through the first segment. We're going to let you hear from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back after this.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49. And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Looks like we got a call coming in. Let's see what we got here. Caller, are you with us?
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Kevin.
Ray, what's up, buddy?
Recognize that voice.
Yep.
Rapid Ray here.
Rapid Ray. So what we got going on tonight, Ray?
Yeah, you were talking about the Chevy cars and trucks. I was talking to Brian Smith, you know, sales manager there.
Yeah.
At UJ Chevrolet, and he was telling me that they got $6,000 off of the Equinox, and I thought it was 2018, but guess what? It's 2019 model.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a heck of a deal. Really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's coming up on the time that I bought an 18 model last year in. Well, I tried to do it in December. It ended up rolling over into January, but my wife wasn't real happy about that. She thought it was going to be a Christmas present, but yeah.
In the doghouse.
It was only a couple. It was only a couple days late, so it wasn't that bad. But
he's sleeping with the dogs, then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they were. They've got some good deals going on. Them really do. And even at that point, we've got some really good deals. We've actually been loading up with 18 model stuff, as far as Silverados to. Because the rebates are so good on them.
I think that's neat. That lets the people in Mobile get better deals.
Yeah, yeah, it's a better deal on the truck and. And you still have the choice of if you want the new 19s or the tried and true 18s.
The 18's new. That's a new vehicle.
It's a brand new vehicle with the same warranty, and it's a great truck. I mean,
do you know what the warranty is on it?
It's 336 for bumper to bumper, 3 years 36,000, and 5 years 60,000 on powertrain.
Okay.
And there's some other warranties thrown in there, but. Those are the two main ones, but it's a good deal. I mean, it's pretty much the industry has pretty much gone to that for their warranties. So that's pretty much what everybody has. But it's they've been some great trucks. I can't say anything bad about them. The motor and drivetrains and stuff that we have in these newer vehicles is pretty tough. Yeah, pretty tough.
Yeah, I like to invite everybody to come shop with us at Goodwill Easter Seals stores.
Yeah.
We have plenty of Halloween brand new items, and also they donated gently used ones, So
there you go.
We put 91 cents of every dollar we earn toward the programs we provide to the community.
Hey, Ray, does that include outdoor decorations or costumes?
Both of them, yes.
Yeah.
We got some decoration and also we got some costumes and hats and brooms and you name it, we got it.
Yeah, well, it's a good way to decorate and not spend quite as much money. Plus, the money that you do spend, a large portion of it goes straight to helping the community. So, it's a great deal. Goodwill does some very very important services for our community and. Ray, I appreciate you opening everybody's eyes to that.
And we're also helping the Hurricane Michael's over there in Florida. Whatever donation is earmarked for that, we get them the proceeds and we send it to the Red Cross over there.
Hey Ray, where is Goodwill?
Yeah, we got several locations in Mobile, Baldwin County, and Florida. Panhandle, we got some on Azalea Road, Challenges Road, in Moffett Road, Saraland. We got in Baldwin County, we got Thelma's Corner, in Fairhope and Spanish Fort, and also in Pensacola area. And we go all the way down to Fort Walton Beach.
There you go. That's get out and visit Goodwill. You can definitely save some money on what you're looking for. Plus, the money's going to good places. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ray, do y'all have the Halloween stuff at all of those places?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sir. at all of them, and we have brand new stuff, you know, and also donated ones. So,
okay.
So you know, they have good selection for everyone at good prices, you know.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I appreciate that, Ray. Like I say, a lot of people don't think about Goodwill when it comes to, you know, Halloween and that kind of thing. But well, if that's a good point.
If people have had a chance to go around and see the industrial phase of what they're doing with the people that work over there, and they actually work over there every day, you know, and they have regular schedules and they have regular jobs that they perform, and it gives them a mission in life. And something to do, and they make you know, make a little money out of it as well, and they're blessing the people in the Mobile, and especially the ones that may have, you know, may be a little challenged in some mm-hmm. areas, and then some of the other areas that they have over there, they've got some more challenged people that they're taking care of, and I was over there and I saw a couple of my old friends that was over there. I thought maybe I'd. Might need to stay myself, you know. But
I understand.
I still knew where the door was and that they would let me leave, so
right,
I left.
Right, exactly. Before they locked the door behind
me. Oh, yeah, so, yeah. I was looking around to see who had the keys, you know.
So, Ray, do you have any openings for retired car show hosts?
There you go.
We always have an opening for every one of you.
Hey, Ray, yeah. I want to be your hey boy. Hey, boy, go do this. Hey, boy, go do that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, boy, sweep the floor. Hey, boy, take the trash out.
Yep.
Thank you so much for the all the information you're giving to the community about the car, how to fix it, what's the problems, and no copay for the car doctor show.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
No copay. You got
no
it, copays. Right?
We need to put that in the next promo. Yep,
exactly. Yeah. No copay.
No copay.
Good point. Good
hey,
point.
You know what? What everybody's missing, Ray? They got this big car show that's going to be over at Dolphin Way Baptist Church this Saturday morning, and the car doctor is going to be there in person, and he'll have his 55 Chevrolet over there. So go over and rattle his cage. And if you've been listening to him on the air, go over there and let him know about it. If you got a car problem, he'd be glad to talk to you about it over there.
I was going
to
say, ask questions.
I'll be the guy propped up with my feet propped up behind it, sitting in the chair, probably taking a nap.
But so, I'm going to be the guy that's over there where the chow and the cold beverages are, okay?
That's right.
I'll bring the camera.
Yep. Bring the camera, baby.
Yep. All right,
looking forward to see you over there.
Thank you, Ray.
Saturday morning. What time does it start?
They get started fairly early. I think he said it started about 8:00, but the show goes through the late afternoon.
I think the judging's at 3:00.
Judging, I believe, or the awards, I think, are at 3:00. They don't even judge until somewhere around 2:00. So it'll be an all day event. That's be a good deal. And like I say, it's the Shirley Looney Memorial Car Show this Saturday, the 27th.
Dolphin Way.
We talked about it last week. It's at Dolphin Way Baptist Church on Dolphin Street and I-65 right there. They always have a good turnout. There'll be a couple hundred cars there. That's always a great deal, and the money's going to a good place.
And they've got cold drinks, and they'll have some hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff to eat over there, too.
Yep.
That's wonderful, Steve.
All right.
Thank you so much, and have a good night.
Thank you, Ray. Have a blessed one, buddy.
Bye-bye.
But, yeah,
that's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they're doing over at Goodwill is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like a silent miracle. We don't hear much from them.
Right.
But they're doing miracle things over there for the people that they're working with. And we've got some people that need things to do.
Right.
They can't work a regular job, you know?
Well, you know, and it's you don't realize how much it helps somebody to know that they have a purpose.
Sure.
You know, to be able to get up in the morning, go and do a job that you know is benefiting something.
Sure.
And know that at the end of the day, you're going to make a little paycheck out of it.
And have some satisfaction of doing good.
Right. And have the satisfaction of accomplishing a goal. You know?
Yeah.
It is really neat.
It's all towards, you know, getting better and moving forward and just doing day-to-day life.
And there's one little thing that Ray and y'all forgot to mention. when you make a donation, ask for that tax deductible form, which they sign, and you fill in what you gave and what you think the value was.
Yep, absolutely.
That's cool. Yes.
Yep. It's a good thing, no doubt. But, we got the, the Shirley Looney Memorial Car Show at Dolphin Way Baptist Church this weekend. We had a great one at, I went to, but I didn't have nothing to do with it other than just showed up. But at Tommy English's place at Automotive Painter Supply on the Beltline this past Saturday.
Thought it was going to be this Saturday.
No. They split up to where they weren't on the same Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. And, okay, I thought they were butting heads against each other.
No, and Tommy and Gene are both great people, and they're trying to not step on each other's toes.
That's awesome.
And they've got their act together this year. Last year they got their wires crossed on who was doing what when.
How many people was out at Tommy's?
Oh, it was. I don't know what the total would have been, but at any time there was over 200 cars on the premises, and they were steadily coming and going.
Yeah, 300-400 cars over there. They tie up the highway
easily. But it had a bunch of beautiful stuff over there for sure. But we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The Doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. I know the phones are working because Ray called in. So y'all got no excuses. I know you got some questions.
Got a line reserved just for you.
Yep. And we've had a couple of cool mornings here in a row. And of course, we've had batteries dying left and right. I can't tell you about half the cars rolled in this morning. We're talking about, the car was a little slow to roll over this morning.
I'll be darned. I was going to ask you if the temperature...
It changed.
It flooded your doors out there this morning.
Yeah, it's amazing. The first sign of cold weather. This morning was like 48 degrees or something. I mean, that's not what I consider cold.
Nope.
But it even that little bit of a cold snap. We had batteries dying left and right. It's amazing how that happens.
Well, back in the day, batteries were good for 4, 5, 6 years,
Right.
But if you get 4 out of one now, you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, batteries aren't cheap anymore.
They're not cheap.
They've never really been cheap.
But we're overloading them with all the electronics.
We're working them to death. These cars have so much electronics on them. It's almost impossible to keep up with on those.
Sure.
Why don't they use 2 batteries?
They have on some of the they still do on some of the bigger trucks, but the cars with the start stop technology, they're using a large AGM, which is an absorbed glass mat battery. It seems to hold the load better. It's a high cold crank amp and high reserve capacity battery, but it's also a very expensive battery. And when I say very expensive, it's $250, $275. It does seem to last pretty well. Right. We don't have a lot of problems with them. They're better than the flooded batteries are, but there again, you still have problems with them. They have the same issues, but. They are a better battery, but we're really taxing these batteries nowadays with the amount of draw we have on them, and I don't know if they're waiting to go all electric or what. A few years back,
I think we're going to have trouble before we get there.
Yeah, you know, a few years back they were talking about going to like a 42-volt system or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that.
And they've kind of gone away from that. So, I don't know where their thinking is now, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see, I guess. But we do have a caller online. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Yep. I have a question about batteries.
Okay.
You're talking about batteries.
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. So I've got almost an antique. Among many Toyotas, I have a 96 Toyota Avalon.
Okay.
And that baby's got 349,000 miles on it right now, and I still drive it every day to work.
It's a great ride.
Yep.
It's awesome. But I've noticed I had to park it for a week when I went to Louisiana last week.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, I noticed my battery light was on.
Yeah.
It started up and all that kind of stuff. But, after I ran it for a while, about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, the battery light went away. The alternator probably charged the battery and it's fine. But does that mean there's some load that's trickling down my battery when it's not started for a few days? Normally, if you start it every day or two or three, you know, that never happens. But it's set for about a week, and then,
right.
Then the battery light was on.
Well, I mean, it could mean a couple things. One is that maybe the belt is not tight enough or something, and the alternator having to try and recharge that battery because it had let it run down some was not able to quite keep up until it got going good, until it started mm-hmm. catching up, then it caught up and everything was working. You could have an alternator that is starting to give some problems. You know, they do have brushes in them and that, and I don't know when the alternator's been changed, if ever. So, you know, it could be getting weak on its own. And it could just be that the battery itself, I mean, if it lasted a week, I doubt it's a draw on it, and you were able to crank it up still. You know, I doubt it's really got a draw on it. The battery... You know, did you have any trouble cranking it or just the light was on?
No, man, it just fired right off and the light was on.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like the battery's probably okay. Mm-hmm. I would check your belts, make sure they're good and tight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue to have a problem like that, I'd get the alternator checked, make sure it's putting out like it should. You know, it may be working, mm-hmm. but not working to the capacity that it can be, you know, or should be, you know.
Is there a good test for that? I mean, can you put a tester on it and see?
Yeah, they do make some
volts or whatever.
Yeah, they make some load testers that will actually test it and load it and see what it's capable of doing, which is usually the best way to check them. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
maybe I need to do that. Thank you.
Do you go by Crichton anytime up at Moffett Road?
Not normally, but I can. What you got up?
Why don't you go? Why don't you get off interstate? Get off over there at Spring Hill Avenue. Go in to your right and towards town. Go across the railroad track and go to Dewitt's Battery Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Dewitt's is great. Yeah,
go and see David and Tim mm-hmm. and let them pop the hood on it. They've got all the testing equipment there, and they can tell mm-hmm. you right quick what's going on. And you can look at the belt. You can check everything you got right there.
Yep.
Man, I appreciate that. Now, that's going to save me some trouble.
Well, it's not going to cost you a dime either.
Yep.
Okay, you guys are awesome. I love your show. I listen to it as much as I can when I drive home from work late or at the house. I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate
you
listening.
We got two listeners. We got you and we got Ray.
Three. We got Ray's daughter.
And Ray's daughter. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to hire her.
And occasionally my wife will listen.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, but
thank you, buddy.
Okay, I do appreciate you listening.
Take care. Keep up the good work.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And that's what we're here for. I mean, this is a public service. You know, it's not to
a labor of love.
Pat myself on the back or any of that kind of thing. It's about
quit
to
breaking
help out.
Your darn arm, man. You're gonna break your darn elbow.
I can't reach around there like I used lobby. To.
Yep.
Yeah, big boy can't reach around out of his back like he used to. Said he got a big brush with a long hat on it.
That was just plain ugly.
When he takes a shower.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
He's big enough to handle it.
But, you know, it's, I mean, I'm always glad to help somebody when I can. You know, it's my phone blows up all day, every day.
I know it does. Everybody in this, all the
questions,
texts,
you know,
and Mobile are calling Kevin.
Yep.
He's diagnosed more stuff over the telephone than anybody I ever seen. All right, we're talking about all this electronics and all. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw this one in the hat. 2018 Chevy 1500 scrambled image on the backup camera.
Yeah.
Now, you know, all these vehicles now, we're getting cameras. My car's got ding-a-lingers on the back when the bells go off if something's behind my car and all that stuff, you know. And then we got all – everything's got cameras.
Right.
What could we be having going wrong there?
Well, and we're seeing this more and more often. These little adapters that you put in your cigarette lighter that you can plug a USB cord in. We all got one for our cell phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Those things put off a – pretty ugly signal back into the electrical system in the car. And this was actually killing the camera signal.
Who would have known?
And, well, we missed it first time around and trying to figure it out. We didn't, because it was inside of a console. Console lids closed. Had no reason to go in there. But when we checked a few things, couldn't ever find it, and got to digging and found that. And as soon as you unplug it, boom. Perfect picture.
You
got to
be kidding.
So
unbelievable.
It's you got to be careful, because it'll actually do. I've got one at the shop right now that I believe is doing the same thing with a setting communication codes, you know, on the same kind of adapter. So got to be careful. If you got something weird electrical going on, or lights coming and going and doing weird things, unplug all the accessory stuff and let's see if that goes away. You know, before you have to spend money to get checked. So, but we do have a caller online. Caller, you with us?
Hello, go ahead.
Caller, you there? You got them turned on, Charlie?
Yeah. Well.
Okay, caller, you with us?
Going once.
He said he didn't want to listen.
Going twice. Sorry.
All right. Well, sorry, if you have a question, give us a call back, and then we'll try and actually talk to you this time. But
well, you know, that even reminds me of the days, and you were involved with it, with some of the European cars that came in, and we started getting our new cell phones,
mm-hmm.
and the cell phones, using them in the cars, was causing signals. Right. That was, how did that really apply? What was happening there?
Well, in some of these cell phones that we used to have,
okay,
they were way more powerful than what we got now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know,
yes.
But we have a better digital signal coming out of these. Where we used to have an analog signal coming out of the older cell phones.
Yeah, we're talking on less than a watt.
Yeah, and we're talking
in the milliwatts.
But some of these older bag phones and the car phones that we used to have, they were like 3 watts of analog power.
They were like CB radios, man.
Right, and you key AM up radio. And it'd do all kind of weird stuff at times, or just start talking, or have a phone call come in. And you'd start seeing lights, and just the car may even stall. You know, it just, you know, there's some weird things that can happen. I know
back in the day I heard y'all talking about that, and said cars were shutting down, and people get in and they get their new phone, and then all of a sudden the car started messing up. they thought the car was messed up, and they're bringing them back to the dealership and going, did you just get a new cell phone? Oh, yeah, man, I got a new phone.
Can you imagine a CB kicker?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
1,000 watts in today's car.
Yeah,
it was killing the ones that just had electronic ignition with nothing else. So it would fry these.
That was the days, Charlie.
We're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors.
Well, when I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said, Daddy sent you all of his love from this old baby. I didn't understand till I was grown, why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home. I said, run around the country that away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramick along with Tom Claxton. Have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106. But I also wanted to mention that let's not forget about our neighbors here to the east in Florida.
That is a mess.
Yeah, it's only been a little over, it's been about 2 weeks now, almost 2 weeks now. But they're still struggling pretty hard.
I'm still sleeping on the ground, man. You know.
Yeah, and you know they're not going to have power for a while. Nope. A lot of them still no power, no water. Won't have it for several weeks. If you can do something to help, you know, step out there and help a little bit. You know, as a company, we took up some money for to help some of the areas down there. One of our, not our store, but a Chevrolet store down there. You know, they had like 20 families in their store alone that lost everything.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. One of the service managers at one of the other Chevrolet dealers in the area, he lost his life when he was one of the ones that a tree fell on his house and lost his life during the storm. So this stuff hits home. These people are just same as you and I, and we could have very easily been in the bullseye.
It could have been us.
Yep.
They're our neighbors.
Yes. Absolutely. So but it looks like we do have a caller coming in. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what am I going to do for you?
I've got a 2003 Toyota Tundra.
Mm-hmm.
It's got about 260,000 miles on it.
Okay.
I purchased it used. I've had it about a year. And I have a Corolla that I purchased in 98.
Yeah.
And I've been using 20W50 in that Corolla.
Right.
And I've been told not to use it. I'm using it in my truck right now.
Right.
The dealer recommends 5W30.
Right. And, I wouldn't mind. Of course, this time of year, we're starting to get into some of our cooler weather. I would stick with the 530 unless you're seeing some kind of issue with it.
It seemed really thin on the dipstick whenever I checked the oil.
Right.
And, I'm using 20W50 in it right now. That's what I've got. That's what I put in at the last oil change.
But right.
It's about time to change it again. And I've been thinking just going to 10W30 maybe.
Yeah. And the problem you get into is that you've got variable cam timings and a lot of things going on, and the clearances in the motor are built for that weight oil.
5W30.
Yeah, 530. A 1030, is that going to hurt it? No. Yeah, the motor's got enough wear on it to where, a 1030 would be fine. A 2050 is pretty thick oil, especially on these cooler mornings. So, what you don't want to have happen is, crank it up and it can't force the oil through the clearances on the bearings, so the bearings are running dry. Yeah. Because you have to have that oil passing over the bearing for it to do any good. Just having pressure is not going to save the motor if it can't get on the bearings themselves.
Well, now, that Corolla that I've had since 98, like I say, I've been running nothing but 20W50 in it, and
right.
I've got about 350,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
But I do notice in cold weather, it feels kind of, sluggish.
Oh, like all of us do?
Yeah.
kind of like I feel in the mornings over here on these cold days. But, it's I'm not going to swear that it's the oil that's causing that, but, it could just have some wear, and it takes a little while for everything to warm up and start sealing up good and on the rings and that. But,
Kevin, aren't you kind of at a split period of time on how they were making the motors and how they were refining them as far as these lifters and things and some of the timing components and all? And it kind of seemed to me like it's somewhere around 2000 there.
Right.
Prior to that, we were using some of the old technology, and after that, we're using the new technology. So that's kind of the reason you don't need to, at the 2000 mark and above, you don't need to get that 50 weight oil in there.
Well, and that's the thing is,
When I first got it, I had the oil changed at the dealer, and they put 5W30 in there.
Right.
And it just seemed so thin when I looked at it on the dipstick,
Right. But, if you didn't notice any problems or noises or oil consumption or extra leaks or anything like that, then I'd be comfortable with running it. You know, it's that's what the motor was designed to run. You know, so I would be very comfortable with running that, you know.
Even over 10W30?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I mean, it's, you know, if you start having issues with oil consumption or, you know, some little, you know, cold start clatter or something like that, you know, you can try a little heavier weight oil, but, you know, if
heavier
it's...
Heavier weight might mean in 10W30?
Yeah, yeah, because it's... You know, if you have to get, you know, much heavier than what the motor calls for, then the motor's got enough wear in it to where you're going to have to do something mechanically with it to repair it anyway. So,
okay,
you know,
okay,
because it's you know, and you got to remember that not only just the crank and the rod and main bearings, you have you know, cam bearings where the, and I say bearings, but it's actually just the surface of the head that the camshaft's riding on. If it doesn't get oil to it like it should quick enough, I mean, you can damage the head and the camshaft pretty quick. You know, you've got all your timing chain components and all that. So, you know, there's a lot more going on with them now than what they used to be. And they changed theory. It used to be if you had 4,000s clearance in a motor, it wasn't no big deal. They're putting heavyweight oil in it. It could take up the difference and move on. But now, I mean, we've got motors that – they'll have less than a thousandths clearance on a main on a bearing, and we've actually got motors that have interference fit on the pistons.
Never heard. Yeah, you know, in the earlier days, we never heard of that stuff.
Right, right.
But yeah. I know when I went to a Toyota dealership, I was in the parts department, and I told them what I was using in that truck, and oh my goodness, they shuddered. They
you might have to give those guys a heart attack.
Yeah.
But now you wouldn't change in that Corolla though, right? It's got about 350,000 miles.
If you've been doing it this long, it certainly is not hurting it. You know, and that's a little bit of the older technology in that car. You know, they hadn't gone all the way to the extreme tight clearances. And if they did, I promise you they're opened up by now. So, right. Yeah.
What's opened up by now?
Yeah, the clearances on that one have opened up some, I'm sure, by now. So.
Yeah, it's starting to use a little oil now. Not much, but it's just starting to use.
Hey,
right.
Change over and put synthetic in it, and you won't ever know it. Except you look at, you see it on the dipstick.
Yep, yep.
Synthetic oil in a car with 350,000 miles?
I would.
It's not going to hurt a thing. What
I'm saying is, if you burn that oil in there now and you talk about it's using oil, you see it smoking, you put synthetic.
No, it's not smoking. Okay. I just noticed that.
Well, don't worry about it there.
Yeah.
But when it starts smoking, you put synthetic oil in it and you won't see it. It'll still burn it, but it won't see it.
Yeah, all I see is, you know, how fast it gets you know, the level on the dipstick drop.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're blessed by checking that dipstick. Most people don't know where it's at on the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I appreciate the information. I sure do. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. It's always good to hear from our listeners. But, you know, it's a good thing people don't check their oil like they should. You know, it's nice to hear that someone actually is.
Yeah. Know?
And I'm guilty. I don't open the hood on mine and check it like I should.
I'll bet he's looked in his owner's manual too.
I'm sure he has, because he knows what it's supposed to take.
Right. So, there you go. And, you know, and that's the way we have to do it. But we think, you know, this is the most expensive project that we have at our house, except our house.
Yep.
And we give it less maintenance.
Yep. Now let's take care of it. And that's what we're here for every week at the Car Doctor Show. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And we will be back next week. Unless I hit the lottery, then you're on your own. So,
well, if I hit the lottery, I ain't going to be here either.
That's right.
We might not be nobody. So maybe it's you, Charlie.
Y'all take me with you.
Oh, okay. We need a hay boy.
Yep, exactly.
All right, bless all you guys out there. All you vets. Big hoorah.